We are back with another episode of Never Trust Skinny Cook, Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I tell you, I'm good, but you know, we've had a lot go on since we talked last week.
We have.
You had a birthday?
I did.
But you don't look a bit older to me.
Not on the radio, no.
I haven't heard a soul on the radio saying, boy, Mike, you look older.
I did have a nice birthday. Had a little get-together with family and also got to see my grandbaby, so that's always a good thing.
Yes, I saw that picture on Facebook. Isn't she growing?
She is.
I tell you, they just grow so fast, don't they?
They do.
Well, you know, everybody complains about Facebook, but that's the thing I love about Facebook. You know, I wouldn't be seeing your grandbaby, and I feel like I know her.
There's a dark side to Facebook because there's a lot of negative stuff on there, but I still love logging into Facebook and seeing people's kids and grandkids and dogs and cats and what they had for dinner.
I enjoy it, you know, but especially since I'm home, but I looked at it as much when I was working as I do now, but it keeps me in touch with people that I wouldn't see.
Sure.
Sometimes people who are always negative, I hide them. I don't defriend them, but I just hide them because I don't want them to depress me.
Yeah, just quiet them down a little bit.
Well, you got to be an old lady like me. You don't want to. I don't like depressing movies. I don't like depressing anything.
Well, I can understand that.
Okay, you want to talk about chicken?
Let's talk about chicken.
You know, as Lee always says, you know, if you don't fry chicken, it dies in vain. He says that, but I've got some chicken casseroles here, some easy things, which, you know, as I say, I have all sympathy for these people who work all the time and need quick things they can fix or that they can put on and cook. So I've got some real, and I like chicken any way you do it. You know, I like chicken pot pie, I like chicken baked in cream and mushrooms, and I have some of that kind of stuff here. I'm a chicken person because I grew up cooking chicken because it was cheap. You know, when you first get married and you're young, you cook cheap.
Yes. So
I got a creamy Swiss chicken bake. This is pretty good. You know, a little cheese is like a little butter and a little bacon.
Absolutely.
Then you take 4 to 8 boneless, skinless chicken breasts and 6 to 8 slices of Swiss cheese. And if you can't get the Swiss slice, which occasionally you can't, mozzarella works good too. And you use 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 3/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, and you divide that in 2 different things. 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper and 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. And you preheat your oven to 375 and you pat the chicken dry and place it in a greased 9x13 pan. You know how I am about those 9x13 pans.
Yes.
And you add the sliced cheese on top of the chicken breast. And then in a bowl, you mix your mayonnaise, your sour cream, 1/2 cup of the Parmesan, salt, pepper, and the garlic powder. And you spread this over the chicken. And then you sprinkle that with the other 1/2 of the Parmesan cheese. And you just bake it for 1 hour. It's really good. It really, truly is.
And simple.
And you know, if you got that with either a salad or, I mean, this time of year, I can fix anything like that and have a big old plate of sliced tomatoes. And you got a full meal there. You don't really need anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively healthy. You got the mayonnaise and the cheese, but it's probably not like being fried. Well, I mean, I'm sort of like Lee, too. I love fried chicken better than anything. But that's a good thing. You mix that all together. It doesn't take you 15 minutes. Stick it in the oven. Then you got a meal ready right there. And really tasty. I'm a Parmesan cheese person. I like the flavor of Parmesan.
Yes.
Mozzarella or the Swiss. I've had times I couldn't find sliced Swiss anywhere. Mozzarella's good, too. Any kind of good old melted gooey cheese is good.
Yes. I don't meet many cheeses I don't like. I guess you could probably classify maybe Limburger in that category, but most cheeses I like.
I do too. You know, I don't know if I've really ever eaten Limburger. I've heard of it all my life, and I do like some strong cheeses, you know, but I really like Roquefort and blue cheese and various things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like a good sharp cheddar, but, you know, a good old stringy mozzarella or Swiss is pretty good.
I will tell you that I had a blue cheese recipe. I do not have the recipe in front of me. I will just tell you that it was the crumbly blue cheese pressed into a ball, probably a little larger than a golf ball, and then coated in panko breadcrumbs and then deep fried. That was very good.
I can't see a thing that would be wrong with that, Mike.
There was nothing wrong with it, trust me.
You remember we first started eating the chicken wings, buffalo chicken wings, or chicken wings the first times I ate them was at Rib Tavern in Louisville. Mm-hmm. And they brought you the chicken wings and celery sticks and blue cheese dressing.
Right.
I grew to really like that.
Yes.
I mean, that's been 30. I was thinking lately, well, Chuck and I were talking, I was talking about how long it was when I went to Louisville and worked. It was in 86. Some of y'all are listening weren't even born then. But that was Rib Tavern was out on Bardstown Road, and they had an onion loaf, and they had those chicken wings. And that was the first time I ate chicken wings, you know, as an appetizer. We managed to eat them as an appetizer, and then we ate the ribs afterwards.
Right. I have no problem with that.
Somehow I knew you and I were going to see eye to eye on that.
Yeah.
And then maybe I used to even like mincemeat pie for desserts.
Well, there you go.
I got a chicken and gravy casserole.
Well, that sounds good, too.
This is good and easy to fix up. If you want to make it, the recipe really doesn't call for that. But if you want to make it more healthy, you can add a cup of mixed vegetables to it, too, which makes you feel a little more virtuous.
Sure.
It's simple and it tastes amazing. It's chicken gravy, chicken broth, cream of chicken soup, flour, butter, buttermilk, and pepper, and it's ready to eat in 30 minutes. You can't beat that either.
Not at all.
While we got fresh vegetables like this, you can cut up some tomato and cucumber and a little green pepper and eat that with it, and you got a meal right there.
Mm-hmm.
You take the 4 cups of cooked chopped chicken, and as I say, I've gotten through the last 3 years, and I never liked that before, but I have gotten a good grade of canned white chicken breast. You can either cook your chicken, you know, you can cook your chicken breast, or you can buy a rotisserie chicken and chop it up. But this is 4 cups of cooked chopped chicken and a packet of chicken gravy mix, which I couldn't believe that I'd like that because I always made my own chicken gravy. But that mix has got some seasoning in it and it's really tasty in this. 2 cups of chicken broth and a can of cream of chicken soup and a half a cup of butter melted and a cup of self-rising flour and a cup of buttermilk and a half a teaspoon of black pepper, or to taste. I mean, I really like pepper, so I'd probably put close to a teaspoon in it. And you preheat your oven to 425, and you spray a 9x13-inch baking dish, there I am with the 9x13 pan again, with cooking spray, which, you know, makes it easier to wash. And you spread the chicken into the dish, and you whisk together the gravy mix, the chicken broth, and the soup, and pour it over the chicken. And then you mix your melted butter, your flour, and your pepper and buttermilk, and spread that evenly over the top. And you bake that for 25 or 30 minutes until it's browned on top. And you got sort of a chicken and dumpling or a chicken pot pie thing. As I say, you want to add a cup of frozen mixed vegetables, if that makes you feel better.
Right.
But it's good just like it is, you know. It's really good, but as I say, some of that on a plate with a bunch of sliced tomatoes or some of these fresh veggies we're eating now from the farmer's market and everywhere. Good meal right there. Easy peasy, as they say.
Absolutely. Well, what do we have to wrap us up, Miss Sammy?
I had another chicken casserole. As I say, I'm sort of into chicken casserole. Use an 8-ounce package of sliced fresh mushrooms and 2 tablespoons of melted butter and 6 skinned and boned chicken breasts and a half a cup of flour and 1/3 cup of butter and 1/2 cup of chicken broth and 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. And you know, may it be a little more pepper. And 1/2 cup of shredded mozzarella cheese and 1/2 cup of Parmesan and 2 chopped green onions if you've got them. If you don't have the green ones, you can chop up some onions. I've been getting onions at the farmer's market that are not green onions, but they really have a nice fresh taste to them. In a large nonstick skillet, you melt 2 tablespoons of butter over high heat and saute the mushrooms for 3 to 5 minutes, stirring constantly. And you could use canned mushrooms, but as easy as it is anymore to get sliced fresh mushrooms. And I remember here when we didn't have sliced fresh mushrooms in the grocery. Of course, as Lee said, that was when the Wells Fargo Pony Express came through. And you cut your chicken breasts in half. You buy the whole bone, skin and bone. They're pretty thick. And you can cut them lengthwise and place them, if you want to, you can place them between 2 sheets of plastic and flatten them to really thin. But if you just slice them thinner, you're fine. Or if you want to use chicken tenderloins, you know, which are thinner and smaller. And you coat the chicken in the flour and you cook it for 3 to 4 minutes per side in 1 to 2 tablespoons of butter over medium heat in a nonstick large skillet. And remove the chicken from the skillet and leave the drippings where you sauteed them with the butter and the chicken broth. and you sprinkle the mushrooms over the chicken, and in that skillet, you add the broth and boil it, and reduce the heat and simmer for 10 minutes, stirring occasionally. You know, that's getting all that good browning and that juice where you cook that chicken. And you season that with salt and pepper and pour the sauce over the chicken. And you mix together the cheeses and the onions and sprinkle it over the chicken. And you put it in a preheated oven at 450, and you bake the chicken for 12 to 14 minutes. Of course, that chicken's already done because you sauteed it in the skillet. But if you want to bake it a little longer, you know, however you're comfortable with that. I like my chicken well done, and I like my steak rare, but I like my chicken well done.
I have to agree with you on that.
So I maybe would leave it in a little longer than that, and you wouldn't have to heat it to 450. If you wanted to cook it longer, if you were kind of like me, I think I did it to like 375, you know, let it cook a little longer. I want it to be done. I don't like to cut into chicken that's not done, but with chicken breasts, it doesn't take it very long.
No, not long at all.
And that's easy and delicious. And the mushrooms, you know, add an amazing flavor to the chicken. And with the cheese and onion on top, what could be wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Go ahead and make that. As I say, that's back with all these others. If you got that on a plate with two or three big slices of fresh tomatoes, can't hardly beat that.
I don't think you could.
I'm ready for some chicken, aren't you, Mike?
Absolutely. And none of it fried.
I know. I like it fried. When, you know, when you're putting in a password and they ask you all these questions that they're going to ask you, when you can't remember what your password was,
yeah.
What they always say is, what's your favorite food? And I always say fried chicken.
Well, there you go.
Did I whet your appetite today?
You did. I'm telling you, it's about lunchtime around here.
I know it is. It's about eating time. Well, honey, anytime's eating time.
Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very simple to get. All you have to do is send us an email at wxbc@bbtel.com. Make sure you put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, or you can send that email directly to Miss Sammy at sammyq@bbtel.com, and she will get those recipes out to you.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, email me a chicken, Miss Sammy.
I know, I'll fax you one, Mike.
Well, there you go.
Fax machine and see if it's coming through there.
All right, well, what do we always say?
I don't ever trust that skinny cook.